It's Black Maternal Health Week, meant to raise awareness about what the White House recently called a crisis. Black women in the US are 3 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related complications than white women. Experts point to systemic racism and inequities as the cause. But what solutions are possible? Let's bring in Professor Tiffany Green, Associate Professor in the Departments of Population Health Sciences and Obstetrics and Gynecology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Welcome, Professor Green.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, we've heard story after story of a Black woman who was pregnant or had just given birth and something didn't feel right, but medical providers just didn't listen. How do you change both individual actions where you receive medical care and at the systemic level where, you know, we just saw that study that came out that said even wealthy Black women die more frequently at a much higher rate than women of all classes who are white?
So let's unpack that a little bit. First, my bias is really to think about not individual actions, but the structures that make them possible. I will say that we know that Black birthing people experience less autonomy and less support during labor. There is some evidence that having a support person can help to mitigate experiences of obstetric racism, but really that's not a systemic solution. As you noted, there is a paper that suggests that Black birthing people who have higher levels of income still have worse outcomes than white people with less income. And I want to say that one of the challenges, we can't measure wealth. And wealth is what helps to sort of mitigate some of these issues. And we can't really measure it. But we do know that because of slavery, because of Jim Crow, Black people have not been able to pass down assets across generations and thus access the kinds of spaces and resources that are needed to have healthy pregnancies. And of course, we haven't even talked about the role of stress and how that likely contributes to these worsening outcomes.
Yeah. You also told us about an OB, Dr. Karen Scott, who's doing research to try and measure racism in obstetrics, and she's doing a pilot program in hospitals. What are her goals? What do you think she might be able to find out?
Well, I certainly can't speak for her excellent work, but what her work is really defined by is a desire to center the communities that we serve, not to tell Black birthing people what their challenges are, but to go to them and ask them so that we can find community-centered solutions.
Tell us about the effort in California to standardize how providers address postpartum hemorrhaging.
Yeah, so there we know that some things do work. And one of the things that has worked is California doing a quality improvement initiative to standardize the way that hospitals tackle postpartum hemorrhaging. And we know that that had a disproportionate effect on Black birthing people, and it helped to narrow racial disparities in that outcome. And I think it shows that when we ensure that people are getting equitable care, we can move the needle on some of these outcomes.
And then there's another project in Wisconsin that you're involved with, evaluating Dane County. It helps give Black pregnant people greater access to a number of resources. Can you explain how that works?
Yes, this particular program is something that emerged from community conversations that says, look, we know that people are coming into care and they have social needs that are not being addressed. There are people that are at risk of being unhoused, people that are food insecure, people that have problems with intimate partner violence. This program at ConnectRx connects them with community-based organizations that can meet their needs, as well as provides them with a doula if they would like one. And at the end of the day, it's one of the solutions that I think will hopefully help. But at the end of the day, systems have to be accountable for the way that they treat their patients. And that is a long, hard journey.
What would you say, Professor Green, to a person who is Black and pregnant and looking down, you know, at the fact that they will be giving birth soon? What advice do you have for them?
Well, you know, I always say it's not the responsibility of patients to do this, but the reality is I have been that Black birthing person. And I think the key really is finding a provider that you can trust. And I know that's not accessible to everybody, I happen to have had a Black obstetrician that I trusted to do right by me and my babies, but that's not accessible to everyone. And I say in the short term, making sure that you understand what's being done to you, making sure why, asking questions is important. And if you need to, having a support person there. But at the end of the day, solving this problem means that we address the fundamental inequities in society that range far beyond medical systems and have everything to do with inequitable social conditions.
Professor Tiffany Green is an associate professor in the departments of Population Health Sciences and Obstetrics and Gynecology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.